On June the 23rd, those over the age of 18 will have the chance to vote in an in-out referendum.
Saren FM is trying to help you with an ambitious and bold series of programs on air and on our website.
So just go to sarenonline.co.uk
and visit the EU Referendum Hub. Ireland comprises 5/6 of the island of Ireland. The northeastern part of the island is Northern Ireland, which is part of the United Kingdom, with whom it joined the EU in 1973. The country has a long coastline. To the west is the Northern Atlantic Ocean, and to the south, the Celtic Sea. To the east, it's separated from Great Britain by the Irish Sea. Its eastern capital, Dublin, is the birthplace of writers such as Oscar Wilde and Samuel Beckett, and home of Guinness Beer. With a population of around 6 million, it only makes up 0.9% of Europe's population. Official languages are Irish and English. With Belgium and the UK being its main export partners, it's interesting to hear what Kevin Carter has to say about the EU and Great Britain perhaps wanting an out.
Hi, my name is Kevin and I'm from Ireland. I just finished my third year studying graphic design at the University of Wolverhampton. I think Britain and Ireland both, they have the connection where we don't feel as a part of Europe as much as people on the continent do. But I think Irish people in general are a bit more open to the fact that we're all European. Like Ireland especially, I come from the west of the country and that's gotten a lot of supports and funding from the EU to help it develop. And I think Ireland especially has gotten a lot of help from the EU. We wouldn't be in the situation we are now without it, really. You know, there's another layer of accountability that your country has to live up to. So, like the European Court of Human Rights and stuff like that. You know, you can't really do whatever you want. There's another person that kind of makes sure you're not stepping out of line too much. We don't have as much representation because it's done by population. So we don't have as much representation in the European Parliament as, let's say, the UK or Germany. So I'd say that's probably the only thing that I can think of anyway. I don't really have much bad things to say about you. I'm very much in favour of it. I will be voting to remain because Irish people are entitled to vote in the referendum. I think it's hugely important for Irish people especially to vote to remain because of the border with Northern Ireland and because of free travel between the two countries. We are two very interconnected countries, and I think if Britain were to leave the EU, then I think Scotland would probably leave the UK eventually, and then Northern Ireland, and it caused a whole mess of things, to be honest. So I just think, you know, we're better off together and all this.
So on June the 23rd, those over the 18 in the United Kingdom can vote in the in-out referendum.
And Saren FM is trying to help you with an ambitious and bold series of programmes on air and on our website.
So just go to sarenonline.co.uk
and visit the EU Referendum Hub,
where you'll find all of the states represented by their flags. Click on the flag and find out more from people who live in those countries.